Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can check out our blogs, our podcasts, and sign up for our mailing list, because we actually send out really good emails that you'll love. And not too much, not too often, not in an annoying way, but in a way that will actually improve your sex life and your relationships. And also would love if you, subscribed. And you can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so you never miss another show again, because we do two shows a week. Also, I do a little Twitter chat on Wednesdays between 12:31 Pacific Standard Time. It's at Sex with Emily. I answer all your questions on the spot because I know you have them. And you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff, Sex with Emily. And also, and review us on iTunes. If you like the show and you're into it, go there. Check it out. Give us some reviews. Give us some props. Tell your friends. And thanks for listening to the show. As always, I love hearing from you. And thank you, everyone, for emailing me, as always, at feedback@sexwithemily.com. I am thrilled for today's show because it's Anal Pleasure Month. So happy Anal Pleasure Month. Let me be the first to wish you a happy Anal Pleasure Month, because I probably am the first person. But today's show is all about anal sex. And I know you've probably been wanting to try it, maybe with your partner. You've been thinking about it. Maybe you have a girlfriend or a wife. She's a little bit apprehensive. Well, this show, we're going to give you the best tips, the tricks, and positions for pleasurable anal sex, the do's and the don'ts, and the top questions I get asked, so you will be all covered and ready to go for this month. Because why not explore it and do it right? And I have special guest today who's going to give us some great tips as well and share some personal experiences. It is Lauren, my wonderful assistant. Hi, Lauren.
Hello.
Hello, hello. So Lauren is here because she actually is just fresh off the boat from having anal sex last night, but we're not going to go there first. First, I have to talk to you about, it's funny because, you know, we talk a lot about toys on the show, and the Wii Vibe has always been voted, like for years, the number one couples toy, and they're not one of our sponsors at all. I'm just telling you that, you know, we get all these toys, and now the Wii Vibe 4 came out. And it is always voted the number one couples vibrator because they actually were the first people who made a couples vibrator because you can actually wear it during sex. So last night, Lauren, and we have these toys all over the office, and the Wii Vibe is a nice toy. I mean, it's an investment. I mean, it's priced a little bit more expensive than most, but it's totally worth it. It's totally worth it. So Lauren was leaving last night, and I knew she had her guy in town. One of her guys. And I was like, hey, honey, take the Wii Vibe 4. Have a good night.
And I most certainly did.
And she most certainly did. And now I haven't, we got two of them. Mine's still charging by my bed because I haven't had sex lately and I haven't had anyone to try it with. And I'm so glad that you did because I'm dying to hear. So I didn't even ask her. She came in. I'm like, did you use it? So tell me about the Wii. Well, we should explain first what the Wii Vibe 4 is, why it's a couple's vibrators, because it's shaped like a C. Just to give you the best thing, and you can insert it, so you get G-spot stimulation.
There's dual motors, so there's a motor on the inside of the C, on both ends of the C. The C shape goes into fits curves her body,
right?
And
she inserts it in.
Yeah, she inserts it in, and it kind of she wears it pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
During intercourse,
and there's two motors. So one motor is on the inside, resting between her labia.
Okay.
And on the outside, I'm sorry. And then the other one is on the inside. And there actually is enough room for penetration.
Okay. So you wear it. So what they say here is it's silicone vibrator. It's waterproof. And it has a remote control. Mm-hmm. That's how you control it. So the latest version of the Wii Vibe, and it's more secure. The problems with the other Wii Vibes, because there's been three of them, is that, yes, you wear it during sex, and I'm not sure if we're really making sense, but you can have penetration. He goes inside you, and so you're having clitoral stimulation and G-spot stimulation, but his penis can still fit inside you at the same time. But the problems with the other Wii Vibes, the 1, 2, 3, was that they would slip and slide. I don't know if you used it, but they would fall out, and they wouldn't stay in place. And this one is supposed to be, like, the best, stays in place. So while he's inside you, it's also stimulating your G-spot. He also might, but this is specifically targeting your G-spot, your clitoris. So you had sex with it.
Yeah, and then he can feel it too. He gets off on because the vibrator on the inside is for both of you.
Right, because he's inside you, so he's feeling the vibrations. So you were wearing it, and tell me, go.
Definitely needed lube.
Okay, always.
Obviously. But I also love lube. It was great. I left it out. He was excited to try it.
You left it out. So did you? Okay. So he came over and he was like, "What's that?" Like you left it literally sitting on your like.
Oh, I know he's interested. And I knew as if he saw it was a sex toy, he'd be like, "Let's try it."
Right. Good.
So I left it
out. It all worked out. It's a win-win.
And we tried it out. We actually tried it out in the shower first because I was just got up from the pool and wanted it.
Oh, wait, you were in the pool?
Yeah. I was in the pool.
You were in the pool.
Before.
Okay.
And came back and tried it in the shower. It wasn't working so well.
Slipping,
first.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. So then tried it in the bed with lube. Worked great. So lesson learned, don't try in the shower so much.
Okay.
But it still worked in the shower. I thought it was great.
Okay. So you put it but before that you had foreplay and he's warming
stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't just, oh, here, let's put it in and penetrate.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So, but then you did put it in, and then was he on top of you?
He was on top of me. We were doing missionary, and then it was easiest in missionary for it to like stay.
Right. Because I think if you're on top, it would be moving around more.
Yeah. I also, I was like sitting on top, like sitting.
Right.
And that worked really well because when you grind, it kind of grinds with you and moves with you.
I love.
So it's like you're moving one way, it's kind of moving, and it doesn't, you kind of use the movement to the advantage because it fits, but it doesn't slide around.
Okay. If you don't know what we're, go to sexlemme.com, click on the Good Vibes banner, and then you'll see my page. And I think the We Vibe 4 yes. is on that page. Uh-huh. So you can know what we're talking about. So did it, and it stimulated your G-spot and your clitoris at the same time, plus his penis. So that's the thing. Like, it's like all, that's a lot of stimulation.
It was pretty intense. It was.
Like intense, did you have a lot of orgasm?
Oh, yeah.
Like more than usual?
Yeah, definitely. Faster and more than usual.
Oh, see? Okay. And here's the thing that also, I always say this on the show, but people don't, guys are like, oh, and many men are intimidated. Hope this is changing. But by vibrators, I think, oh, she's going to replace me. She's not going to want to be with me anymore. And I'm like, well, you know, vibrators can't cuddle. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can't. I'm not going to leave you for a vibrator. They don't cuddle. No. But men, the other thing about vibrators, they don't realize that the vibrations actually feel good on your penis, on your balls. So what did he say about the vibrations? Because you understand that it's inside him. He's inside her and he's feeling the vibrations. What did he say? Had he ever felt that before?
He never felt anything like that. He's down for the toys, obviously. But he thought it was really awesome and really intense because he likes cock rings.
Vibrating cock rings.
Mm-hmm. And so he never really, there aren't really many options for men.
None. Right. Yeah. So you got the fleshlight is like the number one sex fight, one of them only. And then there's cock rings, which you put on your penis. And I mean, cock rings have been around forever, but now they vibrate. So it's for his, and that's another couple's toy, I would say. The We Vibe and the vibrating rings that you put on your penis, and then they have a little vibrator on them. Mm-hmm. So when you're having sex, it actually hits our clitoris.
Yeah.
So you guys have tried that before. Mm-hmm. And he liked the vibrations of that. See, like, I've never met a man ever who's like, ouch, that vibrate, or I don't like the vibrations. And I feel like it's like this secret, and I just want just to try it. Like, even if it's her vibrator, let's say she's got a bullet or even a magic wand, you might like how it feels on your balls or just on your shaft or on your tip. Just first, you know, try it. I'm telling you, don't knock vibrations until you try it.
Something I've actually really found to like, and he likes to, is using one of my, like, larger vibrators. It kind of looks like the magic wand.
Is it the Lilo one that
we
got?
It is the Lilo one.
Okay,
yeah.
I love that one.
That
What's that
great.
One called again? God, we'll look at it. Okay, keep going. I'll find it. Yeah.
So I use that one, and he uses it too, like while we're having sex to stimulate, put it on your anus. Not in, but on.
On his or yours?
Both.
Okay.
Like different.
Yeah.
I literally, when he comes over, I just throw open my toy drawer and just leave everything out.
Those are the best kind of guys that are, and I feel like every guy I've interviewed has been like, bring your toys. Like, I forget to bring my clothes, but I got a suitcase of toys. Like,
oh yeah.
Right.
He's my favorite person to have sex with, and I look forward to it just because how open he is and how down he is. And it's not like he doesn't do it in a weird way. He's just,
right. He's into
excited
it. He sees your pleasure.
New. Yeah.
And his pleasure too. Oh, the one that we're talking about is the Lilo. It's the smart wand rechargeable vibrator.
Yes.
That rocks. It's kind of like the magic wand in the way that it's really strong vibrations, but it's rechargeable. Mm-hmm. It doesn't plug into the wall. So you use that around his anus. That's a great one for tickling around his anus.
Yeah, he loves balls. Because I started using it on him, because I have vibrators that look like penises, and I don't want to rub a penis vibrator up on him. I don't like.
That's very kind of you. It's very thoughtful, Lauren.
Some guys, I don't know. I have the lucky benefit of being Emily's assistant, so I have the choice of plenty of vibrators. So, like,
it's
choose the one that doesn't look like a penis.
Right.
And doesn't actually go inside me. So
right. Oh, yeah. This one is the Lilo one is not insertable.
Yeah. I don't want to, like, scare him at first, like, with a vibrator up his ass.
Right.
But,
but just the vibrations can feel good, speaking of asses and anal pleasure.
Yeah. But I really think that he wants to get into anal.
You think he wants you to anally...
Like, maybe, like, prostate play with fingers.
A lot of guys, I mean, that's something that we're going to cover on our next show, because we didn't think we could put all the anal stuff into this show, but we are going to be doing a show that the next one is all about male prostate pleasure, because a lot of guys, they don't realize that it is kind of like the male G-spot, and a lot of men there's a stigma attached to it. They think, oh, it means that I'm gay, or anal penetration is only for gay men, and I'm telling you, there's a lot of straight guys who have tried it, many, 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 and it's like rocks their world. It's really, you can have different kinds of orgasms. And though I think that you can be very fearful of it, just like we're going to give you tips about when you start having sex with a woman, it's the same thing. We're not saying that you should just shove in a vibrator or fingers, but you start slowly with a vibration or with lube, just rubbing around your anus and just see. I mean, because I would say, like, what if it's the most amazing feeling of your entire life and you love prostate play? and you don't even know it. And you try it, and you're like 85 in your deathbed, and it's the best feeling you've ever had. And then you're like, I could have been having prostate pleasure my entire life, and I never did. So I say try everything once.
I'm bummed that I didn't try this before on other guys, because now that, you know, we are doing, because, like, we didn't do the whole anal on him yet.
Right.
And so now
why do you think he wants it, though?
Because, well, I think he wants it because he's kind of letting me know in a physical way.
Okay.
Like, he's a lot more into anal with me now, and but also...
You just get the sense.
I get the sense.
Yeah, he's not pushing you away from there.
Yeah.
So why are you bummed, though? You still can. He's not going anywhere.
I know. Well, for a couple days.
Okay.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe tonight.
Maybe tonight.
He's in town. I love it. The long distance. Like, I mean, the relationships that are just kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Maybe tonight. You have the strap on.
Oh, God, yeah.
They're dying for you. Good vibes. Oh. This is all the stuff we get, you know, is from Good Vibes. And Lauren volunteered for the strap on, which is, it's called pegging when you attach a dildo to it and you can anally penetrate a man.
I don't know if I want to do that. I might want to go hit up, like, a lesbian bar and see what I can do.
Okay, so you want to anally penetrate a woman first?
No, I think I just
what
want to...
What are you saying, Lauren?
No, I just want to, like, I don't know. I think I'd rather have sex that way with a woman than sex that way with a man. I don't want to penetrate a man.
Right, and I get a lot of women... But I think the thing about prostate play, too, is that a lot of men can just try it on their own. Like,
oh,
while
yeah.
you're masturbating, stick a finger in there with some lube, see how it feels.
Our intern, Amanda... It has its biggest desire to anally penetrate her boyfriend. She's the biggest desire to do it. I don't.
Right.
I like to put a finger up there when I'm giving him a blowjob.
Yeah, a lot
that
of men like that.
That feels awesome.
Right.
Apparently.
Have you ever had a guy who's like, no, don't put your finger in there, or like,
no.
stop it? Right.
No.
See? But guys think about it and they're freaked out about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did have one guy. He was like really fearful of everything anal, and it kind of made me think that maybe he had an experience with it. I don't know. I kind of got like a gay vibe from him.
Oh. So that's maybe why. Usually people don't want to do it. Maybe he's afraid that will make him really gay, even though
know,
he probably
yeah.
is gay and hasn't told anyone.
I don't know. I really got a gay vibe from him, and I think he was overly fearful.
Maybe he thought that, like, oh, my God, she knows that I'm gay because I haven't told anyone, and so if I let her do this, then the cat will be out of the bag.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't even just, oh, no, I'm not into that, or, like, no, that's gross. It's like, no. Like, never. Like,
wow.
Like,
okay.
Oh,
so tread lightly on that area. But speaking of bad experience with anal sex, so today's show is – about anal pleasure. And I do think that there is still a stigma attached to anal sex, and that it's sort of this naughty, you know, people think, you know, there's something wrong, it's a little taboo. And so the reason why there is Anal Pleasure Month is because I think it's just a great way to experiment and to see, you know, maybe you'll find a lot of pleasure. And I think the problem is that a lot of women, speaking of bad experiences, what I was going to say is that I think that there's a lot of women who say they don't like anal sex because they had a really bad first time experience, because a lot of guys don't know what they're doing. They were drunk. They shoved it in. They didn't have lube. She wasn't prepared. She wasn't warmed up. And so people are like, no way, never again. The back door is closed for business forever. And so if you're one of those people who had a bad first time experience, and there are legions of them, I would say listen to the show. And I think this is a great show to listen to with your partner, because we're going to give you some best practices about warming your partner up, making sure that you're doing it right. And if you do it right, you move slow, you use lots of lube, it can be a very pleasurable experience. And lots of women actually have orgasms through anal sex, but there is still a lot of fear around it. And so that's how we're going to break it down for you today.
What was your first experience like?
It was actually, God, I never had my first anal experience. Thanks, Lauren. It's my show, okay? No, but it was pleasurable, because the guy I was with was very experienced, and I had, and it was totally great. He knew what he was doing. We used lots of lube. He was like, how are you? Because the thing about anal sex with a woman is that you have to check in with her. Like, you don't want her to be in pain, because it can be very painful, because a lot of women tend to tense up. They're squeezing their sphincter muscles, and then and anytime you tense up around sex, it's not going to be pleasurable. So he was like, walk me through it, like, relax, breathe, are you okay, how is it, like, we use lube, it was warmed up, it was totally fine, it was like pain-free. I mean, it wasn't like the first time, like, the most amazing thing I ever tried, but it was not pain, like, I was surprised, it was like, okay, and good experience. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. He's a good guy. I should give him a call. Do it again. Okay, so let's get into some. Oh, first we have to also mention, before we get into your tips and tricks, is the Bocce selfie contest.
Oh, you need to check that out.
Because Lauren is in it too. So Bocce Lingerie, they're having a selfie contest, and they're giving me a $500 shopping spree to You go to their website, their stuff is so sexy, it's really reasonably priced. So for $500, you can get a lot of stuff. So if you go to facebook.com/bocce brand, that's B-A-C-I brand, and it's you click on their hashtag selfie contest and you upload a picture of yourself wearing like not thigh highs, stockings, and then people vote on it, and if you get a lot of votes, you win. Lauren's picture is on there.
Yes,
so everyone should
is.
Go vote for her, and she looks very sexy, and also our other interns on there. And so I just wanted to mention that if you wanted to have your partner try some and get $500 worth of sexy lingerie, you should check that out.
Or if you just want to look at pretty girls
just go vote for a lot of girls and just have fun doing that. Okay, so so anal sex. So it is, you know, very taboo and misunderstood. So we just want to make sure that you do it right. So some tips. A lot of people ask, like, does it hurt? So have you had any painful experiences with it where it did hurt you, Lauren?
My first experience was extremely painful, and I can completely understand why there are people out there who don't understand anal, who think it's all completely painful, because I had the first experience where I was not prepared. I didn't know what was happening. I was in college. I was drunk.
This is exactly the experience I'm talking about.
Yeah, this is – I had such a perfect, example experience.
Right, right.
And I tensed up immediately. It felt horrible. I couldn't sit for, the next week.
Horrible.
And this guy was very well endowed, so it did make it easier.
Right. That's why you have to be warmed up first and use lots of lube.
Yeah.
And he probably is. So I'm good for you, though, for trying it again.
Yeah.
I just want you guys to know that when you are, it can feel amazing for women. A lot of women can have orgasms through anal sex.
Yeah, now I do.
Now you do. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. So a lot of women can. It's kind of like an extension of your – it hits to the G-spot from a different angle. Is that what it feels like to you?
Yeah, it's like the other side of the wall.
Right, the other side of the wall. Sounds really dirty. No. But also, you can also – she can use a vibrator on her clitoris. I think that there's so much going on that she can really be stimulated if you use a vibrator on her clitoris. But just warm her up. Don't go right into anal if it's the first time. So you want to make sure that she is – warmed up and ready for action. So some of the cons, though, we'll just start about anal sex, is that it can be painful for women, like we said. The rectum is not necessarily built to have things go in and out, and the vagina stretches because it lets the penis in to, get in, lets you give birth and stuff. But the rectum does not, so you could cause pain, you could cause tearing. So the number one takeaway from this is that you have to use lube. I mean, you should have a lube on your nightstand. Be loud, be proud, have your lube there. A silicone lube can be good for this as well. But you should use a condom also, because you can get pregnant from anal sex. I know that sounds very weird, but it could drip down. Your semen could drip down into her vagina, and she could be pregnant. So it's great to use a condom. And never can have too much lube.
Never can have too much lube.
So keep adding it.
There's a bottle of Uber Lube on my nightstand.
Uber
right
Lube.
Now.
We love Uber Lube. Uber Lube's great.
Yes.
And also the Please Lube by Good Vibrations is really good as well. I like that one. So the other cons about it is that women, they do put a lot of emphasis on being pretty and sweet smelling for their men. So they do worry that it's going to make them feel dirty, or they're going to, it's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
So some tips for women, make sure that your bowel is empty. It's not like you have to douche or do anything like that, but just make sure that you've gone to the bathroom and clean. What
Don't
would you
douche.
Say, Lauren?
Do not douche.
It's not good for you. But what would you, how do you, do you make sure that you've gone to the bathroom? And
yeah, because I've done anal where I haven't gone to the bathroom, and it ended up being probably what you guessed. Dirty.
Right. Dirty and not fun.
I didn't feel good because I...
So, don't go after you, go out for Mexican food and have a taco or something. That is not the night to... Yeah, Chipotle. Don't go to Chipotle right before. Lube is your friend, so you definitely want lube in it. And also, you want to... don't forget about foreplay, so don't move right into it. And you want to make sure that she's warmed up and all that stuff.
And start with a finger.
Right.
Don't ever just penetrate that first time.
Right, exactly. So if it's a new partner, you definitely want to... Let's say she's never had anything... anal anywhere. Like, she's never had the experience. I would say just start even rubbing around her anus. Use some lube. Just see how she feels about it.
Yeah, that feels good.
That does feel good. And that can get her to be like, oh, because there's so many nerve endings there, and it's sensitive, and it can feel really, really good. So just start rubbing around. And then maybe you stick a finger in just that time. I mean, you might have been able to anal sex the first few times you try it, but you stick a finger in, see how she reacts, maybe another finger. And then just do that for that time that you're together.
That's how I actually got into it the second time, because I was pretty sure I was not going to do anal again. But I loved having fingers in that area.
It felt really good.
It felt really good, and I didn't want to give that up. So I started slowly again, not on purpose. Like, I was with a guy. He would slowly, like, got to fingers, like, a little bit more the next time, a little bit more the next time, and then I was doing anal.
And it was good.
Yeah.
After
it
that,
was good.
Because he did it right.
Because he did it right. Take the time.
And now you're, like, the anal queen. People want to know, like, what it feels like. These are just some common questions. So how would you explain it, Lauren?
It feels very full. Like,
you're like
very
it does.
Full.
It does. It fills you up.
Yeah. It really, and not in the same way that I think your, like, vaginal penetration does. It's just, it's very different. It's very, like, taboo, naughty feeling.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's not supposed to be there, but it feels good.
Right, exactly. Okay, so it feels good, and you can have orgasms. People also want to know, how soon in the relationship do people think that it should happen? I mean, I don't put numbers and rules on things, like how long should you wait to sleep with someone, but I think it's the kind of thing you want to have the conversation about anal sex first. If it's with a new partner, you don't just want to try it without talking about it, or at least saying, hey, you know, again, experimenting with fingers. If she pushes your hand away, that's not the time to keep trying. That's the time to, like, table this conversation and be like, hey, so what do you think about anal sex, casually, maybe when you're having breakfast or something. But don't get into it that day in the bedroom. And she might say, I had a bad experience, or whatever it is, and then you could generally move on to it. But if it's soon in the relationship, there's no reason why you can't have it soon on, but you should, again, have the conversation if she's down for it. Do you bleed? People want to know.
I bled the first time.
Because he tore. He was no yeah. lube and tearing. So, again, you can bleed if it's done wrong, if there's no lube, if you're not prepared. So you have to be warmed up. And a lot of women like to have, or it helps to have orgasms first, like perform oral sex on her, use a vibrator, make sure that she's warmed up, because then her clitoris, her G-spot all become engorged, and she's more likely to be more open, relaxed, and ready for anal penetration. So
yes.
If you're not with an experienced experienced person, I would say that you definitely have to engage in foreplay first.
And she needs to breathe and relax.
Right. Those are the big tips for women. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that you breathe, because otherwise, if you tense up, like, just remember that it's going to hurt, like anything. So breathe, relax, and condoms. Mm-hmm. Use condoms during anal sex. And also, here's another thing that you can do. Anal toys. Butt plugs. If there's a lot of them that you can get at also at goodvibes.com. And for all these good vibes, use coupon code Emily and get 15% off. Mm-hmm. But they have just different ones that you could, if she wants to experiment with it, like, you get like a little butt plug and she could wear it during anal sex.
You all need to watch Jessica Drake's new movie. It's Snow White, and Alex Braun directed it. And Jessica Drake has this beautiful butt plug in this one scene.
What is it?
It's a Swarovski crystal butt plug.
Wow.
And Good Vibes has this.
They do? What's
it's called the Sparkle Plugs Premium Anal Toy.
Okay.
And it literally has a giant crystal on the end of it. And it's like multicolored and it's gorgeous. Because you think like butt plugs are like, you know,
right.
Butt plugs. Like,
right, but this is a beautiful one.
I saw it in there, and then I saw
when's your birthday? I'll get you one. Right.
And then I saw it at Hustler.
Okay.
And then I knew that it was on Good Vibes as well.
Right,
so.
Okay. That's good. And also, you can just buy, like, silicone ones. They have a lot of different ones if you go to Good Vibes. Go through my page, though. Like, click on the from sexwithemily.com, click on Good Vibes, and then you can, like, search for whatever you want. Also, the same nerves that supply the vagina, the cervix, the urinary bladder, they also affect the rectum, which is the final part of the large intestine that ends in the anus. So what does that mean? Just that anal sex can be highly pleasurable, and it's not surprising that many women can have orgasms that way. So I just wanted to give you some of the technical reasons why women. Not every woman's going to have an orgasm, but it might just feel really good.
And that you can have them.
You can have them.
Yes.
It's possible. But if you don't be bummed out, because life is not all about the orgasm. people. You lots to do. But first, we're going to, I have to do a quick word from our sponsors right now. Also, I have to tell you about Promescent. Did you know that 1 in 3 men suffers from premature ejaculation? Well, now you don't have to. Promescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray that allows you to have the sex you want. Because a lot of, have you been with the guy who didn't last long, Lauren?
Oh, and
he's not even
yeah.
like one, we're not even talking about the minute man. We're talking about the 3 minute man or the 4 minute man.
Because yeah.
women, there's an orgasm gap. Men typically take 4 to 6 minutes to orgasm. Women could take 18 minutes to 40. So you see what I'm talking about, the gap? If you use Promescent, it'll double your staying power, might even triple it. And you can focus now on your partner's hot body, and you don't have to worry about ejaculating. And again, it closes the orgasm gap. It helps you last twice as long. And it is the only FDA approved for premature ejaculation. Go to Promescent.com to find out more. Promescent.com to find out more. That's Promescent. So check it.
You really need to check out Promescent too, by the way. I really want to do this campaign and bringing Promescent to college campuses because I believe in my heart that Promescent can make so many lives better in college.
Because a lot of young guys, they're the Minutemen.
They don't know. They don't research. They don't
know anything.
They don't know the answers.
I know.
And there is an answer. Promescent works. There are samples of it that we've given to friends and like they come back to us.
Oh, I've used it, guys.
Yeah.
He's like obsessed with it. He's like, do you have any of that Promescent? And he's like, can I get 6 more bottles for my friends? I'm like, yeah, like people love it. So check it out. I'm telling you, I would never tell you to buy something that I don't think works or that isn't a good product. You guys know that. You trust me by now. I'm not pushing crazy stuff, any like penis extenders. I would never do that. Okay, so back to our anal sex. All right, I'm so excited for my next guest. As you all know, Anal Pleasure Month, and it would not be complete without talking to the master of prostate play, everything about the male prostate and pleasure. It's Charlie Glickman, PhD, Dr. Charlie Glickman, from MakeSexEasy.com, or CharlieGlickman.com, also his website. He does coaching services. He wrote The Ultimate Guide to Prostate Pleasure. So, Charlie, men need you.
Yes, they do, Emily.
Thank you for joining me today. And Charlie was on the show a few years ago, too, if you want to check out that show. But this is a whole new thing because your book hadn't been out yet. I know you're doing coaching workshops. You've been busy with the male prostate.
I have been. It's been a very exciting time for me.
Right. Okay, good. So I want to hear, first, let's talk about, we just got to talk about some myths, some things that commonly come up. Guys are like, you know, prostate, what? There's no pleasure there. That's going to make me gay. That's going to hurt. I don't want anything near my butt. Like, what? How do you talk to these guys?
Well, you know,
what do you say?
When we wrote the book, my book partner, Aislinn Amirzian, and I sent out a survey that eventually reached over 200 people, both men and partners of guys. And one of the questions we asked was, what are the things that kept you from trying prostate play? And we got 3 answers over and over again.
Okay.
Is it going to hurt? Is it going to get messy? And is it going to make me gay? So those first two, those are really technical questions. Those are about how to have anal sex and have it feel good, have it feel pleasurable, hygiene. You know, those are technical questions, and they're pretty easy to address, you know, in workshops or talking to people. That third one, it's probably the most difficult one because we've got this idea in the world that if a man likes anal massage, anal touch, it means that he's gay.
Right.
The fact is, they did a survey of gay men and they asked them about their most recent sexual experiences. And it turns out that gay men only have anal sex about 37% of the time.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And most people assume that's all it is.
Exactly. And there's lots of reasons for that.
Right.
You know, for some guys, it's just not what they're into. Sometimes you don't have enough time for it. It's just not what you're in the mood for that night, whatever it is. What I like to tell guys is that what kinds of sex you like, that's where your nerve endings are. That's biology.
Mm-hmm.
Who you want to have sex with, that's your sexual orientation. And they're two completely different things, just like what kinds of food you like and who you want to go out to dinner with are two completely different things.
Exactly.
So you know, there's nothing wrong with any particular sexual orientation, but what kinds of sex you like is not going to change who you think is attractive.
Right. Okay. So that's a great answer. So let's just start with what is the prostate for guys who don't know.
So the prostate gland, a lot of guys have only heard about this when we start having health problems with it. But it is a gland that is inside the pelvis. It's just above and behind the deepest portion of the penis. So the penis goes further back into the body than most people realize, and the prostate is right there at the back of it. It produces part of the fluid that is in semen.
Mm-hmm.
When guys get turned on, the prostate gland starts to fill up with fluid, and during ejaculation, it squeezes all that fluid out, and then the muscles pump it out, and you have ejaculation.
Okay.
But functionally, the prostate is very similar to the G-spot in women, in the same way that the clitoris and the penis have very similar nerve endings, very similar tissues. So if you think about all the things you've heard or experienced about the G-spot and how many women really enjoy G-spot play, guys have just as much pleasure potential in the prostate. It's just that it's a slightly different shape, just like the penis and the clitoris are slightly different shapes.
And they just don't know. They just don't know. They don't even know where to start. So what if they're listening? They're like, oh, yeah, that sounds cool. What do they do next? Okay, I'll try it.
it kind of depends on whether you've ever tried anal play before. The trick to making anal play work is it's all about relaxation.
Mm.
It's all about the receiver relaxing rather than the giver stretching or forcing them open. And this can be a real problem because a lot of people learn to have sex from watching porn.
Exactly.
You know, and if you've ever watched an anal sex scene in porn, there's never any warm-up. And there's never any lube. That's because they take care of all of that before they turn the cameras on.
Right. So important.
So sex and porn is kind of like a cooking show where the chef will say, you know, have half a cup of chopped onion, and there's this magical bowl of chopped onion. There's no mess. There's cutting board. It's all very magical.
Charlie, that's the best analogy. I'm always saying, technically, what you're seeing is not what turns, but that is a great analogy. It's like no one sees all the other stuff. Because, and earlier in the show, we did talk about just anal sex, you know, for women mostly who are afraid of it. A lot of them had really bad first-time experiences because guys didn't know what they were doing. They didn't use lube. They didn't warm them up. They weren't relaxed. So it is true that through porn, they're not learning anything.
Absolutely true. You know, in one of my workshops, I sometimes have a live demonstration of anal massage.
Wow.
And I have a demo person, and I put on a pair of gloves, and I put on some lube, and I demonstrate. And what the men in the audience are always so shocked by is they're used to people saying, go slow, go slow, go slow, but they're only slowing down to a 7, and what I'm showing them is slowing down to a 3.
Right, exactly. People go way too fast sexually in every area.
Yeah.
So you have a male model on the table, and you're giving him a prostate massage in front of everyone.
Sometimes a male model, sometimes a female model.
Okay.
It depends. You know, when I do a class on prostate massage, obviously I need to work with someone with a prostate.
Right, obviously. Right.
But when I'm teaching a workshop just on anal sex, it can be with anybody because everybody has an ass.
Right, exactly. That is true. So for the prostate, when you're giving him a prostate massage, does he have an orgasm on the table?
Sometimes they do. You know, it depends on the guy. The tricky thing is that even folks who like to do this at home for fun, you know, you've got an audience of 35 or 40 people sitting there watching you. It doesn't always work the way that you would expect.
Right.
So I've had people have orgasms in workshops, and I've had people not have orgasms. And either way, it's fine because what I'm demonstrating is that you've got to work with what's there.
Right.
And, you know, for some people, anal sex is incredibly pleasurable and they have orgasms. And other people, it's foreplay and then they want to switch it up to something else later on. So it's all good.
It is all good. Okay, so if a man's like just first exploring this, he could use his own fingers when he's masturbating with lube.
Absolutely. In fact, I think that's one of the best ways to start because then you don't have to worry about, you know, your partner being disappointed or anything like that.
Right. And then you get to know yourself. You get to know what you like.
Exactly.
If it feels good, you don't have to rat safety, go all the way in. You can just start touching that area, you know, touching your anus with some lube, maybe stick a finger in.
You can massage around the outside. There's a lot of nerve endings all around the outside of the anus. And that's a great place to start. If you do want to do penetration, make sure you've got short fingernails.
Right.
I like to put on a glove because then you just take the glove off and you know your hand is clean. Use lots of lube. I'm a big fan of silicone lubricants because they last a lot longer.
Yes.
And absolutely. If you have any discomfort or pain, stop what you're doing.
Right.
The anal sex never has to hurt. If it does, that means that something needs to change.
Exactly. It shouldn't be painful. Breathe, relax, all that
stuff.
It
doesn't ever have to hurt.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, you mentioned breathing. You know, I coach a lot of people through that. In my hands-on coaching, one of the things that I do is help people learn how to breathe when they get turned on, because a lot of people hold their breath and then everything clamps down.
It's true. We automatically hold our breath. So for men and for women, that's a really good tactic. Yeah. What do you teach them? Like, is there a certain breathing exercise?
There is. So there's a type of breath work called anal breathing.
Anal breathing.
Emily, you want to do this with me right now?
Yeah, I'm doing it with you now. Anal breathing. Here I go.
Okay. Okay, so you're sitting on a chair.
Uh-huh, I am.
Okay, so sit up on a chair, mm-hmm. and as you inhale your breath, imagine your anus gently kissing the surface of the chair. So you're not bearing down hard like when you go to the bathroom. You're just bearing down enough to kiss the chair surface, and then on the exhalation, you just relax and everything goes back to where it was.
Okay.
So give that a couple of tries.
This is hard. Okay, hold on. No, I'm kidding on there. Okay. Don't bear down. Okay.
Yeah. So just a little bit of bearing down. And what you learn.
My anus is kissing the chair. I just kissed the chair. Okay. I get
awesome.
It.
So that's what you want to do during anal sex.
Okay. That's good. It's such a great relaxation to do beforehand anyway, just to have the practice of breathing before sex.
Oh, and the thing is, right, there's a reason why people who are stressed out all the time are called tight asses.
Exactly.
We literally tighten up when we're scared or angry or worried.
Which is a lot of us all the time, right?
Which is a lot of us all the time, right? We're stressed out. So if you do anal breathing whenever you get stressed out, you'll actually relax your body better than a yoga class.
Wow, that's amazing. I was just thinking, like, the other kind of breathing I know is yoga breathing, but now I know anal breathing. And if this trumps yoga breathing, watch out, yoga class. Okay, so how does he begin? So he clips his nails, or maybe uses lube, wears a glove, and then how does he start to find it?
Okay, so first thing is get turned on first. Whether that is masturbation, oral sex with a partner, intercourse, whatever it is that already turns you on, the more turned on you are, the easier it's going to be to find. That's because the prostate fills up with fluid during arousal. So if you are not turned on, you could be looking in exactly the right spot and not be able to reach it. The more turned on you are, the bigger it gets, the easier it is.
Okay. Got it.
So that's step number one. Mm-hmm. When you insert a finger, it can be a little tricky to find on yourself with a finger. You might have an easier time with a toy, but if you're inserting a finger on a partner, you're going to insert it anally and then curl your fingertip up towards the belly button, just like the G-spot.
Right.
And what you're looking for is something about the size and texture of a ripe plum.
Okay. Of a ripe plum. All right.
Yeah, it'll be right along the midline, about 3 to 4 inches inside from the very, very opening of the anus, 3 to 4 inches past that. So most people can reach that.
Okay, got it. Or a toy, you said. What toys do you recommend?
I think dildos work great, especially if they've got a curve to them and you aim the curve towards the belly button, just like G-spot toy.
A G-spot toy. I got it. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and if you want a toy that is specific for the prostate, I think the best thing out there is the Aneros.
Aneros, they make great toys. They do.
Yeah.
Okay,
they're designed for hands-free prostate massage.
Okay, great. And also Vibratex. Have you tried the Black Pearl, the vibrating?
You know, I haven't tried that one yet. I like the design for it.
Yeah, it's great. And all these things we're talking about, you got to try it. Everyone that we're talking about, you can get it at goodvibes.com and use coupon code Emily, or just go to the Good Vibes banner on my site, secondemily.com, and click on it. Search for anal toys. Search for what we're talking about, and you can find it. Okay, so they can use a toy or their fingers, and they find it, and then the what?
Okay, there's a couple of different things that you might feel. Some guys get amazing pleasure the first time out, and that's awesome. some guys, it takes some practice to locate, or, you know, you need to experiment with different kinds of strokes, different motions to figure out what works for you. Occasionally, you might experience some discomfort or pain. That's probably because you're pressing too hard.
Okay.
More commonly, if you feel like you need to pee, that means that you have found the prostate, but you're pressing a little bit too firmly, so back off about 15 or 20%.
Mm, okay, that's a great tip. Because usually with a G-spot, if you press too hard, you feel you have to pee, that's a good thing. You keep going. But
yeah.
Okay, this is great.
And with all of these, then the trick is to combine it with penis stimulation. You know, so use your other hand, or use a fleshlight, or use a vibrator. Because what often happens when we try something new in bed is it feels unfamiliar, and the best way to start making it familiar is to combine it with something you already know you like.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, this is advice I give people when they want to try spanking or bondage or, you know, anything new. Combine it with something you already like, and then your body will start to associate the pleasure with the new thing.
Right, that's really smart. That's really smart. And I love the idea of using the fleshlight, because I'm a huge fan of, I think that's another thing that men are like, it's the number one selling sex toy. Go buy a fleshlight. Mix things up.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're awesome.
I know. I love the fleshlight.
You know, sex educator Joe Kramer used to say that, you know, most men masturbate at 40 the same way they did at 14.
Right.
You know, can you imagine eating the same foods at 40 as you did at 14?
No, not at all. It makes so much sense. That's why I'm like, you guys, just try it. So if you guys do want to try it, again, sexonly.com, click on the fleshlight banner. You can see what we're talking about. Because it feels good. And also stamina training, if you guys want to last longer, they can use
the
fleshlight. Okay, so they might not, just like G-spot, like we don't always find it the first time. So it might take them a few tries. You got to stick with it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. You got to try it a couple of times. And, you know, some men, the first time out, they won't really notice much of anything until they get to orgasm. So, you know, they're using their hand or a fleshlight. And then when they orgasm, the sensation changes. That's because the prostate is squeezing during ejaculation to squeeze all that fluid out, and it completely changes everything to have prostate massage at the same time.
Wow, yeah, because you're pressing on it, and that's where the semen's coming out. So is it because they're clenching, or because your fingers in there, or something's in there, and it clenches around it, and just has this amazing explosive feeling?
It's all of the above. It's all of the above. It's both because there's something inside the anal muscles which are gripping and squeezing, but also because you're touching the prostate itself.
Right.
And when we ask men to describe what prostate orgasms feel like, they use language like more full body, bigger, more expansive, more larger, really,
right,
than anything.
Okay.
You know, this is the same language women use to
exactly
describe.
That's so funny. Okay, so then let's move on to pegging. So pegging is the act of penetrating a man with a strap on or a dildo, like if a woman wants to do that with her partner.
Right. Right. Okay. Yeah. So the word was coined by Dan Savage about 10 years ago.
Oh,
when,
funny.
Yeah. He noticed that there wasn't a word for this kind of sex. So he sent a poll out to his readers and people voted, and pegging is what won.
Pegging. I did not know the history of that. Okay. So that's great. Okay. So pegging, what do people, if a woman, because I know there's a lot of women who want to try it. The guy's afraid of the guy wants it. They don't know what to do. But I mean, this is a little more advanced. Maybe.
Yeah. It does take some practice, especially because women, the sort of the sexy hip swivel motion that a lot of women do is more circular. You know, if you're going to be doing a straight in and out, you really have to do your Pilates. That's a core workout.
Right, I'm sure.
You know.
Right.
There are some amazing harnesses out there. Sports Sheets makes some good starter harnesses. If you're not sure you're going to like it, it's a nice way to go. If you know that this is something you enjoy, I can't say enough good things about the harnesses from Spare Parts.
Spare Parts. Okay.
Spare parts. They're gorgeous. They're well made. They're adjustable to fit lots of different bodies. And they're comfortable.
Okay. Good to know.
So, a good trick for women is you want to find a harness that'll let you put the base of the dildo up against your clitoris. And that way, every time you thrust, you're getting a little stimulation.
Nice.
Yeah, I've talked to women who can orgasm from it, which is great because then they just want to keep going like the
right, right, exactly. That's perfect. I love it. Do they have any with vibrators on the other tip of the inside? That'd be good too.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
I'm sure they do.
And the other thing that is useful for women to know about this is you're going to have to practice putting the harness on and taking it off. And you're going to need to practice to figure out how far you can thrust because you don't have nerve endings in your dildo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody who's ever had any kind of intercourse has had the experience of the guy pulling out a little bit too far and then kind of like jabbing the head of his penis. You know, right. It's even easier to do with a dildo. So you have to practice to sort of calibrate how much you can thrust.
Right, and communicate with him. Pay attention. How's it feeling with your partner?
Absolutely.
And use lots of lube.
And lots of lube. Silicone lube is great.
Okay, yep, silicone lube. I know I have a question. So what about, like, experiences with guys? Like, has this ever tried? They've come to your workshops. It's like, nope, not just for me. Can't find it. Like, that could happen too, right? I mean, is every man going to experience this as great pleasure? Not every man, but many men, if they do it right, will they be able
not
to?
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. Just like some women don't really let G-spot play.
Right, exactly.
You know, I've talked to guys who tell me that they love prostate massage. If they could do it without anal penetration, they'd be happy that way. I've talked to guys who like both anal and prostate play, sometimes one, sometimes the other, sometimes both. And I've talked to guys who said, you know, I really don't like prostate massage. I gave it a good couple of tries, and it's just not my thing.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, I like anything else with sex, give it a try, you know, a good solid try, maybe two or three times, because sometimes it doesn't work the first time out.
Right.
And then if it's just not your thing, don't stress about it.
Exactly. That's the thing. But I always say, guys, like, why not try it? Why not just, like, see if it is your thing? Mix it up. I mean, I'm sure you have some great stories or testimonials from people who are like, you know, my whole life and now I know my prostate's been here the whole time and I didn't know that I could stimulate it and have such amazing feelings.
Oh, absolutely. I've had guys,
amazing
great
orgasm.
Guys, gay men, bisexual. I've had guys of all sexual orientations come to me and say that this was a total game changer for them.
Yeah, I'm sure. See, that's why I want people to try it. Charlie, this is good. Naked also. So tell me about your coaching.
Okay. Well, I do a couple of different kinds of coaching. I do talk coaching with individuals and couples over Skype. So I have clients all over the world, in fact. And then this last spring, I got certified as a sexological body worker, also called somatic sex education. And so I do hands-on work in my office with clients, teaching people how to experience more pleasure in their bodies without getting distracted
right.
or tuning out,
so
or checking
hard.
Out.
Men and women?
Men and women.
Okay.
And it is amazing the breakthroughs people have around their sexuality when they're able to just feel into it and not have to worry about, you know, their partner's feelings. Because I'm not their partner,
right.
I'm their body worker.
Right, exactly. Okay, and you can do it through Skype, and they can find this all at which website do you prefer? Do you prefer MakeSexEasy.com?
Yeah, for coaching, I'm at MakeSexEasy.com. For my blogging and workshops and things like that, it's CharlieGlickman.com.
Okay, and your book, The Ultimate Guide to Prostate Pleasure, which I think everyone should get if you're curious about it, and just, you know, read about it. That gives you all the tips and stuff that we've talked about here. Anything else that we've missed? I'm trying to think that if there's anything, any other special tips and tricks?
I think the biggest one is just, you know, make sure that you can pay attention to what you're feeling in your body. This is why I don't recommend numbing creams.
Right.
Because I talk to people quite often who didn't realize they were hurting themselves because they couldn't feel it.
Oh, you can't feel it. Exactly. Right.
Yeah, just like if you bite the inside of your cheek when you've gotten a Novocaine shot at the dentist.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, skip the numbing creams. If it hurts, you just need to change up what you're doing instead.
Okay, got it. And you're also at Charlie Glickman on Twitter, facebook.com/charlie.glickman. And we'll also have all this on my site. And I'm so glad you're available because I could not do a prostate show without you.
It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
It's always a great pleasure. I know, and I miss you. How's San Francisco?
You know, warm and sunny today.
Oh, good. We'll take advantage of it. And I really appreciate your help, Charlie. This is great information. And CharlieGlickman.com, everyone check it out. And you have a great day, Charlie. I think we're changing lots of men's lives today. Maybe women, too.
I hope so. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Happy Anal Pleasure Month. And
happy anal pleasure month. Yeah. You should go and try. If you don't try it this month, then
when the hell are you going to try it? And I'm telling you, it can be just a way to, like, keep your relationship interesting, spice things up. If there's a lot of fear that your partner has around it, have her listen to the podcast. You can read up on it. And I think we've given you the best tips. But here's the things that you have to remember, that you want to make sure that she's warmed up, that she's turned on and ready to go. It's not the thing that you want to start with. And this is more like beginner anal 101. You have got to use lubricant. I cannot say enough. And you also want to make sure that she's relaxed, breathing. A great thing would be to give her a massage ahead of time. And you can use a massage candle, yeah, which are amazing.
You know what a good tip that a porn star gave me that I just realized is right
Tell
now?
Me. Did you meet her on the show?
Yeah, Siri. We were talking about this.
Love Siri. What'd she say?
She said that an easy way to relax is if you push your jaw out, it releases your sphincter.
That's right. She did say that.
Yeah.
That was a good show. Check out the Siri show. You're right.
Siri is a sweetheart, too.
Yeah. Okay. That's true. We learn some of our best tips from porn stars as well sometimes. So make sure that she's relaxed. Make sure that you're not pressuring her. And just make sure that it's a relaxed, fun thing. Give her a massage. Because, you know, stress is also one of the killers and anxiety of people's sex drive. So if she's had a long day at work, you know, treat her to a massage. Again, you can use like a massage candle. Emily and Tony massage candles. They're amazing. They feel great on your body. And you will enjoy it. So use lube. Play with butt plugs. Play with some toys. And
ladies, try it. Just try it once.
Right.
I am an advocate. I tried it once. It was awful. Now I'm trying it again. I love it. I honestly love anal.
She'd rather have anal.
I love anal.
She's the anal girl. So that's why I had to have her on the show. So, okay, we're going to move into some emails to more people. Thank you, everyone, for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from you, and I do read every single one of your emails. Hey, Emily, I love the show. I wanted to write in and explain my foot fetish. I do not like feet that are not cared for, but a girl with nice tan feet with painted toes is very sexy. However, I feel I like feet in a specific way, and that is when they're in my butt. Thanks, Lauren, for this email. It's all about anal. I've loved anal play for many years, but a toe is somehow much better than a finger. I love fingers and other toys in my anus, but one thing that really gets me off is when I look over my shoulder to see a girl sitting naked with her legs stretched out with her big toe in my ass. This is the first from the anal, from the foot fetish people. It's a very strange yet fascinating scene, and this is also what gets me off. Thanks, James. P.S. Hearing a girl who can openly discuss sexuality like you do is a huge turn on. Aw, thanks, James. But I'm not going to put my big toe in your ass, but I'm so glad that I turn you on. And thanks for sharing that. We always hear from, and whenever men say, he's like, what do you mean foot fetish? But people have all different kinds of fetishes, and it just means that you need that thing. He requires feet to get turned on, to have an orgasm. Like, that's what it means. He requires that, and the foot has to be tan. She must live in L.A. or something.
I think that's so fascinating that there's such a large collection of people out there with feet, like foot fetishes.
Right, exactly.
Why is that such a big thing?
The foot fetishes is because I think that a lot of it has to do, a lot of our fetishes is tied back to like early childhood. And so there could be some images that guys have seen, maybe watching their moms or like their teachers in school looking at their legs. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that they can fetishize the foot. And it's also, for many men, it's beautiful to see a woman in heels, her stockings. It's just a very erotic part of a woman for a man. So there's a lot of different reasons why, but that's one of them. Okay, dear Emily, thanks so much. Thanks to you, I've given my fiancé her first G-spot orgasm. That is why I exist on the planet. One question to you is about your down under comfort. I use Gold Bond all the time to help with sweating and chafing. I ask about this because I'm getting married August 16th in Ocean Shores and want to use a product that has no odor and taste. Unfortunately, Gold Bond lacks in that. Thanks. Rock on. Keep your show banging. Okay, so... Listen, Mark, here's the deal that first of all, I'm so glad you gave your girlfriend a G-spot orgasm, your fiance, and I want to hear exactly how you did it and what you did, and that makes me very happy that you learned from the show. Down Under Comfort is to replace Gold Bond, which is actually carcinogenic and messy and sticky, as you know. Gold Bond is like talcum powder. So Down Under Comfort has no taste. It's vegan. You can actually eat it. And it's just a cream to a powder formula that will help you. You won't sweat. It turns into, you just put a little cream on, and then it turns into a powder, and you use it between your legs. Women can use it anywhere they sweat, beneath their breasts, lower back, And yeah, I wish I knew got this before your wedding because I would have sent you a bottle. But if anyone else wants to try it, it's emilyandtony.com. Check it out.
It's
but
perfect for festivals. If you're a
did you use one
goer,
last weekend when you went?
Oh yeah, like under the boobs, it's essential.
Well, you know, in LA, it's not as humid. But when I was in New York a few weeks ago, I was dripping, and I was in the office with Tony, and he's just like, just fucking put some of this on. And I did it. I did not sweat the rest of the trip. I'm like, I get it now. Like literally, like it's dripping out of every orifice of my body. You just won't sweat. You get lower back anywhere. You'll love it. Okay. Dear Emily, the other day my wife immediately after sex said, keep listening to that podcast, referring to you, of course, and your podcast. I started listening about 1.5 months ago and began making a list of possible toys that personally sounded fun based on your podcast. One night, I finally went on Good Vibrations, thanks to your coupon code and recommendation, and got the G-Twist, Please Cream, the Booty, and some bed straps. Wow, you went after it, Scott. When I told my wife, she was initially not too excited, but she has totally changed her mind. She's now looking at toys with me and wants the Wee Vibe for Christmas. Thank you, Scott in Arizona.
I love that story.
I love that story. That's so good. See, I feel like lately there has been this turn towards men buying the toys and being really into it rather than the women just being like, oh, honey, I
feel that too.
Just don't you feel this switch?
Yeah.
Lauren's worked for me for a while that everyone's sort of down.
I remember like even just like a couple years ago, I feel like it's changed.
Yeah, I love this. And Scott, you're the man.
Yeah, now I feel like sex toys used to be so only females.
Mm-hmm.
And like guys would like find them and be like freaked out by them in movies or something.
Right.
And then now it's like there's men like
right.
We were at Hustler, the first time we went together.
Hustler Hollywood
Store. Yeah, and there were like just as many men in there looking
right.
for toys.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of my guy friends text me all the time. What do you think about this? What do you think about this? Because more than 50, what's the study that came out? Like more than 50% of women in America have owned a vibrator. Of those percentage of women, 90%, I guess, have used with their partner. And so, and again, I'm telling you, like we started out the show, the vibrations also feel good to you guys. So you might be really surprised about how good they feel on your balls. So I
don't
love that.
Don't miss out.
And yeah, get the Wee Vibe, Scott. Get the Wee Vibe 4. It's awesome. Okay, Lauren, any other things? I think that's all. I think we're going to wrap up the show right now.
I think so.
Anything else you want to say about your experience last night? Thank you for sharing that. And I'm glad you used the Wee Vibe 4 and you liked it. And everyone, thank you for listening to the show. You can always find me at Sex with Emily on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. I'm putting some fun pictures of it. Lauren gave me a massage the other day.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
I got more likes
fun.
Than anyone. That was really fun.
You know what I will add about last night? I used the Liberator, and that worked really well for anal.
Really? Tell the wedge. Okay, so Liberator makes sex furniture, basically.
Yes.
So you use the wedge.
Bedroom adventure gear is their tagline, I guess.
Right.
I use their wedge, and it puts you at an angle. You're not at, like, 90 degrees. You're at, like, this – it's, like – they call it, like, the perfect angle for the G-spot. But it works great for anal because the man has a place to put his hands. Girl has leverage and the angle. No one's stressed out or, like –
right.
You know how sometimes you put, like, a
pillow? No, but you're
supposed
to put pillows. Yeah, exactly. So it puts you at the right angle. But it's not just for G-spot and for any other positions. It helps to put a pillow underneath. So the Liberator is just there for – like, it's perfect. It's like, the perfect angle. Plus, it has the restraints on it. You got the one with restraints. Mm-hmm. So did I, which is kind of fun.
I felt almost lazy when I was in the Liberator because it felt so good.
It's
and
so
usually you have to, like – try to make it feel good. Like you have to like work, you know, it's not, you're not just laying there. You're laying there arching your back.
Right. Because we're trying to get the right angle. And this is like the magic bullet to give you the right angle.
The perfect triangle.
The perfect storm. The perfect triangle. Yeah. Liberator. It's awesome. So if you've never heard of Liberator, you can check out their stuff at, they also have a good vibes.
Yeah.
think.com. Lauren, thank you for sharing your deepest, darkest sex stories with us. And, yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. So I know a lot of you out there live in the L.A. area or come here often, and the Hustler Hollywood store should be your main destination for the best toys, erotica, the sexiest lingerie, and most of all, the easiest way to find the answers you've been looking for to spice up your sex life. Hustler Hollywood is a perfect date night spot if you're in a relationship. Browse their section of sexy products. See what gets you both turned on. It's a great third-party way to spice up your relationship if you don't feel comfortable talking about it with your partner. This way you can avoid those awkward conversations about sex and go right to the source, fulfill your sexual desires. If you're single and just want to have more fun during solo play, you've got to see the amazing store displaying the best products on the market today. Hustler Hollywood loves My Sex with Emily listeners and wants to make your sex life better, whether you're single or in a relationship, by offering a 20% discount if you mention Sex with Emily when you visit this legendary store. That's it. By the way, did you hear I'll be doing in-house workshops at the Hustler Hollywood store? Even more reason to come by. Check it out, say hello, and check out Hustler Hollywood. And in the words of Hustler, sex is free. We sell the accessories. So mention Sex with Emily, get 20% off any item. Happy shopping.
I was driving through I don't know, some part of Los Angeles. I saw a billboard for a Hustler casino.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, casinos and
I
got to
check
clubs.
That out. You know, I'm all about the
You're
casino.
You're all about the casino. I know. I should get. I love the casinos, too.
I was in Reno for a minute a couple weeks ago, and I played a slot machine and won $60.
You did? That's amazing.